Is it ever possible to have a healthy relationship with a narcissist? What do you think? I say no, and so does pretty much everyone else I've ever talked to about this topic, anyone who knows anything about narcissists. But today I'm bringing you the opinions of two experts, including Ross Rosenberg and Dr. Robin Breiman, my content partner at queenbeing.com. Let's jump right in. In your opinion, is it ever possible to have a successful relationship with a pathological narcissist?
Is it ever possible to have a successful relationship with a pathological narcissist? Well, yes. It all depends on how you define successful. If successful means to be in a relationship so you can avoid pathological loneliness, core shame, and this existential disease that all SLDs have that motivates them or compels them to mold themselves in the shape of what the narcissist wants so that they don't experience that, then that's successful. And of course, I'm being sarcastic. Yeah. It is absolutely impossible to have a healthy relationship with a pathological narcissist because you are trying to engender a loving respect, a mutual loving, respecting, and caring relationship with a person who is incapable of understanding that, incapable of wanting to do that for just because he loves a person. And not only are you expecting that, but you keep believing that one day it'll happen when it doesn't. There is no healthy relationship that can happen with a pathological narcissist because we define a healthy relationship simply as the mutual distribution of love, respect, and caring.
Is it possible to have a healthy relationship with a narcissist? I would say, no, it's not possible. I would take out the word healthy. And then the question becomes, is it possible to have a relationship with a narcissist? The answer is yes, absolutely. But it depends on the situation. There's so many different types of relationships. So you have a mother-child, a father-child, a coworker, a boss, a friend, or an intimate partner relationship. So let's just take intimate partner relationships. And I see this often where the, let's say, male is the narcissist and the female is either a codependent or is much more resilient in life and not so codependent.
I created that term in my book, The Human Magnet Syndrome, to simply define codependency or self-love deficit disorder. It's a disorder in which there is a one-way distribution of love, respect, and caring. The codependent gives it all away with hopes of it being reciprocal or mutual. When it's not, they try to make it mutual. They can't. And here's the kicker. And they stay in a relationship. That is the only definition you need to identify someone as a codependent. Because codependency is not just that explanation. There are personality types that go over that. You can be the active one that's trying to fix. You can be the passive one that stoically gives up and just lets them trample all over themselves and try to make themselves into a good person. You can be the anorexic who starves themselves from romance and sex so they can fool themselves to believe they have control. You can be the cerebral codependent who reads and reads and reads and goes to therapy and not very good therapy, and goes to treatment and these motivation seminars and with beliefs that that's going to help them get better, but it doesn't. And lastly, you can be the oblivious codependent who sticks her head in the sand and ignores everything, including what's happening to them, what's happening to their children, what's happening throughout their life, so they don't have to think about what they're losing and what they're experiencing. So in total, it is completely impossible to have a healthy relationship with a narcissist if you're a codependent, because remember, the magnet brings them together, two broken people, and that magnetic pull is based upon the codependent giving up everything that they want for themselves so they can take care of another person.
A person that's codependent with someone who's a narcissist will have a much harder time in the relationship. So, for instance, if somebody's codependent, their energy is going to be taken away. They won't be able to do much. They may get sick. They're going to have a much harder time coping. I see relationships where someone is married, let's say, to a narcissist, and they're able to function and have a life. Is it healthy? Absolutely not. But they keep separate. They may live in a separate, I've seen countries, you know, the husband may go back to another country, but they still stay married. They may live in separate rooms in the house. But usually, if somebody is pretty resilient, they have their own friends, they have relationships with a family, and they just look at their spouses, oh, they're such a pain to be around. But they're able to live with them and cope. If someone is codependent, again, it makes it much harder. So you have to really look at the other side to see what somebody's made of and how that can create a combination, the narcissist and the codependent, that's really, really dysfunctional.
Now, if you want to know more about Dr. Robin or Ross Rosenberg, check out the links in the description below. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever known a narcissist to be part of a healthy relationship? And if so, share what that looked like. And if not, let me know. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.